The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're just babble.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. I know I go too fast. You just have to learn how to write fast. Press the little record button on your iPhone, Android, or Windows. I happen to use a Windows phone. I love my Windows phone. Yeah, I know. I use a horse and buggy, too. You know what I'm saying? But I do. I've got a Windows, what do they call it, a Surface. I got a Microsoft Surface. Now, I'm not a big Windows fan, believe it or not, but I'm sure as heck not an Apple fan. No. I don't like rotting fruit. Never did. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate it. Got a whole bunch of stuff for you tonight. A smorgasbord. I wish I knew how to spell that. No, I mean, I can look it up, but I mean, really knew how to spell it. Because we've got all kinds of crazy stories. What I do is I start to rack up the stories from, like, you know, not the week before, but you guys send me so many stories. What I do is I just sit there and pile them up, the ones that are timeless, if you would, and take a look and see what it is that we can that I can bring an enlightenment. You know, it's funny. There's a clip going up on the website in a couple of days about a young man who dressed as a transgender woman and hit a few bathrooms to see how people related to it. People were able to deal with it or not. And you find out how much people are not ready to deal with it. Which goes back to my comment that I've always said, which is, you can't just shove this stuff down people's throats and expect them to accept it, or expect them to accept it, because you said it, it must be true. Because it don't work that way. Tell you what, not even close. So this is the one I love too. You talk about, we can't win. You've allowed, you know, I keep telling you, you've allowed the right, I'm sorry, you've allowed the left, around, you have allowed the left to set the narrative. They're the ones that decide what words mean, and you don't challenge them. You blow them off as like, yeah, okay, another fool at it again. But we need to push back. You've got an officer that's been accused of discrimination, and his protests are planned after he asked a topless woman to cover up. After he asked a topless woman to follow the law. Come on, this ain't that hard, people. At least I don't think it is. At some point in time, we're going to have to take back the dictionary. How's that? Don't you think? You can't keep this up. And like I said, we have to fight back. We have to take it back. We have to be the ones that finally decide enough of this tomfoolery, enough of this jerky wagon stuff. And you need to jump on it, and you just simply need to take it back. And until we do, we're going to keep losing. Seriously. A topless woman at Sage College in New York was asked to cover up by security. She's now claiming emotional distress over the incident. I felt forced to put a shirt back on. Cedarbrook, an easily frightened student at the campus, said, "I was scared." What were you afraid of? You took your shirt off. You knew it was against the law, unless you're a bonehead. Brock, who had been wearing a binder to cover her breasts earlier in the day, decided it was too hot and removed it. All hell broke loose when a security officer asked her to put her shirt on, and now the student body is planning a big topless protest. It is not police discrimination. When police enforce a law, it's not discrimination. Now the topless protest is planned for Wednesday because they believe that the police treatment of the student who identifies as androgynous. Now, just because she or he, I don't even know how to respond to that, even though he or she feels like she doesn't have any sexual parts or pieces or anything like that or doesn't see them as sexual, doesn't mean the rest of the 350 million people in the country don't. This is what I mean. Words have no meanings. They don't want any boundaries. They don't want any boundaries, any meanings, any foundation. Life doesn't work that way, and it never will. You've got to have foundations. You've got to have rules to live by. Now, the incident happened on Sunday evening when a school security officer approached Cedarbrook, who was sunbathing, topless in a public park that fronts the campus. It's also across from the public library. "Are you a boy or a girl?" the officer asked. "I'm neither," Brooke said. "What's your license say, Brooke?" Brooke went full martyr, saying, "It's not just my rights that were trampled on. It was everyone's rights that were trampled." No, it wasn't. "I'll tell you what. I'll show up topless. And if you see me without a shirt, I'm going to tell you what, that's even worse." Now, Brock went full martyr, saying, "It's not just my rights that were trampled on. It's everybody's rights that were trampled on. Such a warrior for the people she is," or it is. I don't even know what that means. Now, past court rulings have determined that women going topless in New York is legal so as long as it's not for commercial purposes. So from a legal standpoint, it appears Brock's most egregious violation involves decency and common sense. Brock is listed by two siblings on Facebook as their sister, suggesting that they have no issues identifying her as female. They use it for what they want to. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Lots coming up after the break. Don't go far. Warm up your coffee. Get it together. We're going to do more of these stories. Like I said, I got them. What's the term? Locked and loaded. I have got them locked and loaded from the whole week. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
I'd start saying, but before you'd leave. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe, the senior host, listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or just head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bazillion things. Yes, a bazillion. That's a real number, whether you want to hear it or not. There's a bazillion things going on up there. You can actually get sidetracked. I don't want you to, but you can get sidetracked. I want your email address, too. Head up to the website. Go to, you'll see the little white block in the top. Talks about the newsletter. And all I do is every week I send out who's going to be on the show, topics we're going to discuss, that kind of thing. It ain't that hard. It isn't brain surgery. Anyway, we were talking about the how the left is so skewed reality, so skewed what's right, wrong, proper, improper, whatever. I mean, we're almost afraid to say that something is proper or improper. We're almost afraid to say something is good or bad. I'm not. I could care less what you think. And no, really, I mean that sincerely. I could, if I'm putting out what I believe to be truth, and it's not hateful or harmful, or I'm not calling for violence on a certain group, then this is your problem, not mine. I'm not the one that has to figure out whether it's truth or not. You do. And it's not just what you think. You know, I played a clip last night. If you want to go back, I think it was in the first hour. It was in the third hour. And I played a clip of young people who don't really understand the terms of the words that they're using, that they're standing behind, that they're standing for. How do you stand for something that you have no clues of what it means? It is beyond asinine. Okay? I mean, really, it is beyond asinine. Now, this officer has been accused of discrimination because he told a young lady to put her shirt on, even though she didn't identify as a woman. Doesn't matter what you identify as when you're in public without a top on. If you have the what we've always referred to for the last 760 billion years, the female parts, breastuses, then you're gonna, you know, and your city or your whatever has indecency laws, you kind of follow the laws until you change them. And you don't always change them by breaking them. How about you try following the law first, and then what you do after you follow the law is you go ahead and you fight the law. And then if you lose, you get arrested, and you run all the way up to the Supreme Court, and some jackwagon up at the Supreme Court will say, yeah, everybody has a right to walk around nude, period, end of discussion, because it doesn't matter what the majority wants. We have now decided to allow the loons to run the asylum. When does it become okay for the convicts to run the jail? That's what's going to happen eventually. Now, this young lady decided that she was androgynous and not either male, female, or whatever else there is. Took her shirt off. Decided to sunbathe. I'd like to lay right next to her naked. No, really. Really. I'd clear. I don't know about her. I'd clear the campus. Would not be a problem. She said it wasn't just her rights that were trampled. And I don't even know. How do you refer to someone who says they're neither male or female? Really? So anyway, her siblings call her a sister. But she's saying that she's not a male, she's not a woman or male. But she's simply androgynous. And when she filled out the paperwork for the college, she didn't scream and yell then. She didn't make a big deal then. You know what she did? She checked off female. So why would you check off female if you're not? I'm so confused. The organization providing security to the Sage College is already indicating that they will need diversity training for their officers over this incident. Director Robert Griebert said the matter was a training issue and indicated some students are concerned about a lack of sensitivity, although I don't know what sensitivity they're talking about is. Did the girl have a tattoo? Did she have something on her head? Did she wear a wristband that said, this is what I am, this is what I'm doing? And even so, does it still allow you to lay out without a shirt on? Director Robert, you know, I may call all my large men, my large-chested men, my pseudo-training bra men. How about that? That's the next campaign. Topless for everybody, including us fat boys. I like it. Works for me. What kind of diversity training do you have for that? Those same students are not at all upset about the lack of sensitivity towards others who might not want to view half-naked women sunbathing in the middle of the college. So it's kind of is that where we're at now? And anything goes? Is that where we're at? Hey, I'm asking because I'm curious. Right? And if that's the case, then why don't my religious rights matter or count? Right? I don't know. This is extremely confusing for me. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The for you Dems. See, here's what I love about the Dems. I got to tell you. And even though I'm a Republican, conservative, there are things I love about the Dems. In California, they had two-thirds. They had a two-thirds majority. They could pass anything. They could pass tax increase. They could do anything they wanted to do to us, and we couldn't stop them. And if they had just played it right, but they can't do it. They're like kids in a candy shop when mommy and daddy aren't looking. And if they had just played their cards right, they really could have made a difference. They really could have, and I don't mean that in a positive way. I mean, they could have really made things happen. But they couldn't. They had three senators indicted in a matter of 18 months, losing their supermajority, which I think is hilarious. They got exactly what they asked for. And the biggest hypocrite of the group, the guy that got arrested for gun running, was a guy that was laying out some of the most stringent, even stronger than Chicago, gun laws in the country. I mean, he was legislating his competition away, basically. I don't know any other way to put it. It was that Yee. Leland Yee was his name. When we come back, we've got an indicted businessman who names Harry Reid as the recipient of a massive bribe. Now, that can't be true. Democrats don't take bribes. They're above all of that. Don't you know that? Well, at least that's what you've been told. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And get involved in the conversation. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. We will be back shortly. And I do mean, don't even go to the bathroom. You'll miss it. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
I love letting that play out. My baby's American made. I'm American made. Yeah, keep it clean. Don't be stupid. Anyway, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 to be part of the conversation. Or send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I want to get right back to the story. Hey, look, head up to the website. There is a lot going on the website, whether you like it or not. We've got some great writers. We've got people that are very much interested in hearing your opinion. And look, how do I know, how do they know that, A, you appreciate what they're writing, and, B, you want them to write some more? How do they know that? Unless you get up there and give them a little like, you know what I'm saying? Let them know that you appreciate what they've written. And if you think they're off, tell them they're off. It ain't that hard. For me it is, but it ain't that hard for most people. All right, so the Dems who are so quick to talk about what low-life scum the Republicans are, what thieves are. Remember the hot mic with John Kerry, who talked about how bad the Republicans were, what a bunch of thieves they were, what a bunch of scoundrels they were? And Harry Reid, the biggest rat of all, I mean, doesn't he, I think he puts the rat in Democrat. You know, so anyway, he was the one that lied about Mitt Romney. And he knew it, and he didn't care. And now a businessman that's been indicted is naming Harry Reid as the recipient of one of his massive bribes. He claims that Utah Attorney General John Swallow helped him broker a deal with the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid to make a federal investigation into his company quietly disappear. That's according to the Salt Lake Tribune. Now, that's impossible. Harry Reid's a good Mormon guy. He's a good religious guy, right? Because as we know, all religious guys are honest and upright and forthright, right? Jeremy Johnson was allegedly told that the price would be 600,000 clams and claims to have made an initial payment of $250,000 when he was slapped with a federal lawsuit. Now he says he wants his money back. Services were not rendered. Isn't that kind of like giving a hook of your money and saying you're not satisfied, you didn't get what you paid for? Now you go down to the police station to file a complaint? How does that work out? The Salt Lake Tribune points out that Johnson has no way of knowing whether the funds actually made it to Reed, even if he did make a massive payment to Reed's alleged intermediary. Salt Lake Tribune continues to explain how the bribe supposedly came to be in 2010. At a time, Johnson was largely known in Utah as a wealthy philanthropist who spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to ferry supplies into Haiti after the devastating 2010 earthquake. Then when the FTC investigation continuing, Johnson said Swallow suggested Reed could make problems with regulators go away for a few bucks. He went on to say in the interview, I said, okay, what do I need to do? He said that it costs money. Johnson, who claimed to Swallow, was adamant that he make a deal. I think he told me Richard Rawl has a connection with Harry Reid. He said Swallow at first wanted $2 million to enlist Reid's help, but his company was no longer profitable and he didn't have the money, Johnson said. So they eventually agreed on $300,000 up front, $300,000 later. Swallow put Johnson in contact with Rawl, whose company has operations in Nevada. Now, Rawl died of cancer last month, had contributed to Reed's 2010 re-election bid, and then later bragged to Johnson that the Nevada Democrat helped him delay new federal payday loan regulations. Big scam there, huh? Richard Rawl is traveling to Las Vegas tomorrow. We'll be able to contact this person, he said, who he has a very good relationship with. He needs a brief narrative on what's going on and what you want to happen. I don't know the cost, it'll probably, but it probably won't be cheap. So on October 7th, Johnson emailed Rawl insisting there was rock-solid proof the FTC allegations against, iWorks were false. We'll do whatever it takes to get Senator Reed on our side, and hopefully you can help make it happen. Let me know. Talking about the money. All it takes, open the drawer, pull out a few dollars, everything will be fine. Johnson spent 96 days in jail, has released a number of emails and statements, seemingly corroborating parts of his story. However, Swallow insists that Johnson is making false and defamatory accusations, and that any role he may have played was merely for lobbying purposes. There's nothing wrong with that, Swallow stated. As long as I'm not interfering with a government agency as a government official, there's nothing wrong with me being involved. But Johnson told a judge he felt guilty about the situation from the start. The truth is, the worst thing I think I've done was I paid money knowing it was going to influence Harry Reid. So I felt all along that I've committed a bribery of some sort here. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can tell he's heartbroken. Can't you? Now, the connection to Reid remains unverified. Some are remembering how Reid claimed on the Senate floor that Mitt Romney hadn't paid his taxes for 10 years based on far less evidence. So shouldn't that be the kind of test? Right? If Reed has certain guidelines by which he sees something as truth, then shouldn't others be able to use it? The Las Vegas Review Journal blog jokes about how Reed might address the situation if just looking in from the outside. They went on to say as a joke, I have a source that says that Harry Reid takes bribes all the time. In fact, if you want anything done out of his office, you must come with a suitcase of cash just to get an audience. That's how he's gotten so rich on a senator's salary. You know, I always got a kick out of this. How these guys go in, they have absolutely no money to speak of, right? They get in office as congressmen and senators. And when they leave, when they're gone, all of a sudden they get all kinds of money to spend. How does that happen? How do I get in? Are there investment deals that they know about that we don't? Just asking. Maybe they know something about this stuff that we don't. And that's how they make those investments. Such smart investments, right? Isn't that it? Anyway. Like I said, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always, 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 always appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Hey, we've got, remember all the hullabaloo? Yes, I know. It's an old word. Go look it up. You remember all the noise that was being made around, what was it, taking out the Alexander Hamilton, Jackson, those people, off our money and start putting some women on? We've got to put women on there because that's what's going to make it fair. I can't even get it out of my mouth. It's so wrong. We've become so politically correct. that equality means everybody's going to be exactly equal or else. When it really means, what equality means is we all have the same access, the same rights, the same opportunities, if you would. So, that doesn't mean we force things to happen. It means we let things happen and make sure that they say, look, I did a story about the military yesterday. The idea of equality there was lowering the standards. You want to lower the standards on police officers? You want to lower the standards on firefighters? You want to lower the standards on medical personnel to make sure more women get on there? Or Asians or blacks or Hispanics? Is that really what you're supposed to do? We did a story a year ago. I wish I could go find it. About it was a senator who happened to be in a public pool. And the senator said, basically, there's a whole bunch of Hispanic people in the pool. Why aren't there Hispanic lifeguards? When somebody on the board there said, we haven't had many qualify, his response was he didn't care. We had to have an equal amount of Hispanic lifeguards as we had Hispanic swimmers. So the Hispanic swimmers would feel better. Here's my thought. I don't want to feel better because somebody's got my skin color. I want to feel better because that somebody can do the job. Do you want somebody flying your plane with your skin color because it makes you feel better? Look, I don't care if it's a short, stout, Asian, transgender female. Can you fly the plane? That's all I care about. I don't care about anything else. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Before I pop an eyeball, I gotta go get something to drink. Hey, stay with me. I know, voice a little raspy. I'm still getting over the back end of fighting some symptoms of a flu. Not that you care, but I just want you to know. I'm going to go get me something to drink. Again, don't go far. Warm it up, whatever it is. Believe yourself. Do what you got to do. Come on back, because we got a lot more coming. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. Love this stuff. Always up with Alice Cooper. No? Is that Alice Cooper? Yeah, it sounds like him. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We're going to talk about our money issue here in the U.S. of A. Why we've become so politically correct. We have to worry about the phrases, the pictures, and everything else on the money. But in the interim, I got to tell you, look, we used to get, and I don't want to hear it because you've lost an audience. That's not what's going on here. But we used to get major league views on our YouTubes. And then it took, like overnight, it took a nosedive. Like somebody put out a news press that I had dropped dead and the show was no longer on. And people just stopped looking. I got a lot of followers, got a lot of subscribers. And when you look at YouTube, when I go to upload, because we edit for quality reasons, I never edit out something I've said that I'm ashamed of. I don't think I've ever said anything in the 8 years that we've been on the air that I've been ashamed of. I may have scratched my head and said, I could have put that a different way, but whatever. I'm only human. But I'm watching more and more and more of the videos getting what's called, I know YouTube's going to really get nasty with me, but they have these, what they call the terms and conditions that you sign and agree to do. The things like it makes the Affordable Care Act look like light reading for the weekend for the kids. So most people don't read it. They just check it off and go, yeah, whatever you say. Like you can argue with it. It's not like you can cross anything out and go, no, I do not agree to that. You can't do it. What ends up happening I've got one video I've been trying to post 2 weeks now. And no matter how I rephrase it, I can't get them to post it. And the title of the video is, Why Does Facebook Push Targeted Hatred? Now, I have rephrased that a million times, but Facebook and hatred have always been in there in some way, shape, manner, or form. FB and or Facebook. You don't, and it won't post. It will not transfer. It won't post. I've had this happen to me before. Now, if I take out Facebook and hatred and say, you know, why are rainbows appealing? Right? It'll post in about 30 seconds. Because, you know, there's nothing in there that's nasty or mean. You can't tell me based on, and then what'll happen is some of the ones that, I don't know, you might feel if you're on the far left, you might feel is mean and hateful and all of that, they get hosed as well. I get those TOC violations, terms of contract or terms and conditions. The problem with that is that once they've started to been viewed and they go viral, you know how things go, right? Somebody posted out there on the internet. Then what happens is, who's ever latched onto that and posted it on their website, all of a sudden the link is bad. So even if you repost it, the link is still bad, and you get all these negative marks on Google and other places, so it brings your stuff way down. Facebook has also done the same thing with conservative bloggers. Our traffic to our websites, many of us, I'm also part of the Liberty Alliance group. Head over to libertyalliance.com. You see a lot of great writers, a lot of great posts over there as well. I belong to two great organizations. We've got libertyalliance.com and gcnlive.com. You'll love them both. But even, and as I said, you know, the more it gets out there, you've got Twitter, you've got Facebook. I don't think Google Plus has done it. If they've done it, I haven't seen it. So you've got Twitter, Facebook, and all of them are doing the same thing. If they don't like what you've written, they either yank it for some kind of violation that there's no real clear description about. You know what I mean? So they're getting in our way, and you're not doing anything about it. We still use this stuff. You know, I know some of you don't believe in boycotting, and you don't believe in this, and you've got Facebook out there. The biggest one out there. It's like, oh, if I don't use it, how do I communicate with people? What happened to the phone? Oh, let's not forget email. Can't you do that? This is not what I was going to talk about the whole segment. I just get the biggest kick out of the fact that they won't post something of mine. They'll post something nasty about Trump, nasty about Cruz, nasty about conservatives. You know, God forbid you hit the old, oh, holy Facebook, Twitter, Obama, whatever. Then it's all over. All right, so Hamilton is going to stay on. Remember all this big to-do they did about who do you want on the 10, who do you want on the 20, who do you want on this, what three women are the best to promote womanhood, I guess. So Hamilton's going to stay on the $10 bill, Tubman replacing Jackson. The Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is expecting to announce the changes on Wednesday after receiving fierce blowback. Now, the Treasury Secretary Jack Lew on Wednesday will announce plans to both keep Alexander Hamilton on the floor of the on the front of the $10 bill and to knock Andrew Jackson off of the $20 bill in favor of Harriet Tubman. So the most used bill there is, maybe somebody figured that out. Maybe it is what it is because they figured out the $10 bill is not used as much as the $20 bill is. Lew is expected to roll out a set of changes that also include putting leaders of the women's suffrage movement on the back of the $10 bill, incorporating civil rights era leaders and other important moments in American history into the $5 bill. Now, Jackson is getting completely booted off the $20 bill. He's likely to remain on the back. Well, there you go. And isn't it exciting? I'm not even a classic quote-unquote feminist. But isn't it a great place to be? Let's put all the women on the back of the bill. Isn't that moving them? Isn't that advancing them forward? What do you think of that? Lew's reversal comes after he announced last summer that he was considering replacing Hamilton on the $10 bill with a woman. The plan drew swift rebukes from fans of Hamilton, who helped create the Treasury Department and the modern American financial system. Critics immediately suggested that Lew take Jackson off the $20 bill given the former president's role in moving Native Americans off their land. So political correctness runs afoul, does it not? Don't you think? Come on, think of this. So here's the deal. Hamilton, who, and I would imagine that most people didn't even know at this point. I mean, seriously, when they think we won our independence in the 1860s, that just shows you how clueless these people are. Some of them even thought it was the 1960s. Go back and check some of our podcasts. So Jackson, who created the whole Treasury Department, right, in the American financial system as we know it, they suggested that Lou take Jackson off the $20 bill. Why? Because he moved Native Americans around. He has no right. I mean, even as a president, he has no rights. What are these people going to do? The ones that are running around, what are they, removing Confederate leaders, Confederate flags, any kind of Confederate remembrance. They're removing it from everything. And if you think this is where it's going to stop, you're out of your mind. Are we talking about it on the bill here, right? I mean, think about it. They're already talking about taking Jackson off the bill because of what he did to Native Americans, even though he was an American president. Look, we have, many countries have dark histories. Many countries have issues they have to deal with, had to deal with. I don't understand why you feel the need or somebody feels the need to think you're going to go through and sanitize our history. It's not going to fix anything. It's going to make it worse. You guys think that taking the N-word out of Huckleberry Finn is going to make everything okay and fine. It's not. You're going to make our young people in 100 years think that this country's always been wonderful. You're skewing history to the point where we have nothing to learn from. What history does for us to a big degree is give us a lesson as to where not to go, what we did wrong in the past, what we've done right in the past, and how not to get there again. You know, blacks, look, I'm not suggesting that Italians had it as bad as blacks, but Italians had some pretty bad history in this country, too, in the beginning. So did Germans. So did the Irish. Right? And the Asians during the war. Don't you think that we like to look at that? No, we don't enjoy it. We don't go out of it. But you look at that, and you go back, and I'm able to say to my kids, you know, your grandfather was part of that, and this is how they treated him, and look at where we've come in all these years. So no matter how bad it is in a country, no matter how bad a people can be, it's proof positive you can change them. You can turn them around. You can make a difference. We're so afraid of being uncomfortable. We're so afraid. You know, I told you, I've said this now on several shows. I'm going to say it again. At some point in time, we will not be able to say the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. The Germans killed 7 million Jews. We're not going to be able to say any of those things because it's hurtful. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time. You know, I'm going to post this up on the website later on. You got to read the rest of this. You got to hear the rest of this. I mean, Harriet Tubman for the $20 bill. Harriet Tubman is a great choice, period. Wonderful woman. I get all of that. But if you're doing it for political correctness, all you're doing is spitting on her legacy. Come on, think about it. Spitting on her legacy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Stay tuned. Hour two. Got some surprises coming up for you. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. We'll be back in a couple. Don't go far.